Gauteng Education MEC Madome Chiloa and Thembekile Graham, a project lead of SINAGO attorneys, presented the investigation findings on Tuesday. Graham says the principal did not obtain approval from the department, which compromised the pupil's safety.
Anza was drowning when Busiso tried to save him. In the process, Busiso drowned as well. The learners that were around and inside the dam were screaming and shouting and pointing at the spot where the deceased learners had disappeared in the water. Mr. Mutlou and some of the facilitators who heard the shouting and were led to the dam jumped into the waters and attempted to save the learners. One of the facilitators who had jumped into the water almost drowned himself in the process. However, he was saved and subsequently resuscitated. At some point, while the incident took place, two other facilitators ran to the camp owner's home and informed the camp owner of the incident. They requested him to drain the dam urgently, to which he refused. The emergency services, including police divers, arrived, and the dam area was evacuated. The bodies of Sibusiso and Spamandla were later recovered, and after which the paramedics conducted the signs of life checks, and the learners were pronounced dead. Secondly, the second question that was asked was whether approval was granted for the trip. No approval was granted by the department. The school did not submit any application for the trip as required in terms of Regulation 7 of the tour regulations on domestic and international tours for learners at public schools. Crucial safety measures were, as a result, not adhered to by the school and which could not be identified or corrected by the department.
Siphamandla Peterson, who is 15, and Sibusiso Sibaya, who is 17, drowned in April this year at the Hennops River. Sibaya was trying to save Peterson, but both drowned. Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Shabalala.